In our previous year, we began a discussion of the concept of Mechiras Chametz. And we spoke about the effectiveness or the non-effectiveness of Mechiras Chametz over the generations and how to look at it lahalocha. One of the issues that the Paiskim discuss in speaking about Mechiras Chametz is that the Mechametz, even though, as we said in our previous year, Mechiras Chametz has undergone an evolution, where originally the way it worked, as is clear in the Tosefta that we quoted in our previous year, was that the Mechametz was actually sold to the Akum, and the Akum actually took possession of the Chametz. Over the years, that became more complicated. People have more Chametz in their homes. And there's a question, what should be done? One of the issues that Reb Baruch Tam brings up in his tshuvas is that we know that in many countries, in order for a sale to be considered a legally valid sale, the sale has to be done, it has to be registered, it has to be registered with the government, taxes have to be paid on the sale. And therefore, the question that was asked to Reb Baruch Tam is that we know that when Mechiras Chametz is done, typically nobody goes to the government to tell them that we're doing a Mechiras Chametz, that we're doing a Mechiras Chametz, and this has to be properly registered and all the proper paperwork is done. And that was a reason why he felt that the Mechiras Chametz should not be considered a valid Mechiras Chametz. The Paiskim weren't concerned for that reason, for two reasons. One, I sort of some Sofer takes this approach. I think it's the approach of the Baal HaTanya as well. And that is that what is understood is that if indeed this transaction will become a valid transaction, which means the way Mechiras Chametz is typically done is that the Akum does not pay for all of the Chametz when it's sold to him on Erev Pesach. Rather, what's done is that the Akum gives a deposit with a understanding that should he be interested in keeping the Chametz, he has to pay the balance by the time Pesach is over. We'll discuss that hopefully in coming Shurim. And the Akum then comes back to the, and then if he doesn't buy it, it reverts back to the Yisrael. What's included in that is that should the Akum ultimately decide to keep the Chametz, then the Akum will also pay, then all the necessary registration and taxes will be paid. The Divrei Chaim has an entirely different approach. The Divrei Chaim's approach is that Mechiras Chametz is primarily to be over, to avoid being over the Isser of Ba'iro and Ba'yimotzim. In order to be over, to avoid that Isser, we have to do a Mechira, which is valid, apidinei Torah. So even though if the Mechira is not valid, apidinei Torah, it doesn't make a difference. It's not valid according to non-Jewish law. As long as it's valid according to Jewish law, it's considered a valid Mechira. It's considered a valid Mechiras Chametz. As the years went on, the Mechiras Chametz, which clearly, as our Mishnah and Tosefta said, everybody did their own Mechira. What happened as the years passed, the minig became that the Mechira is not done by each individual, but it was done by the Roth. The Bezdin were the individuals who were appointed to do the Mechiras Chametz on behalf of all the people in the city. Now, it's very important to understand that there are two ways of looking in the halacha how Mechiras Chametz is done by the Rav. What typically happens is that the Rav doesn't buy your Chametz to sell to the guy. And if we learn our shir, and as we understand our shir, we could understand very well why not. Because as we're explaining, there are questions regarding the Chiras Chametz, and there are people that have Chametz Gomer in their possession, where clearly the need for the Mechira to be a valid Mechira is much greater. And why would the Rav want to take my Chametz before Pesach and take ownership of my Chametz before Pesach in order that he should now have more of a Shaila that he should be Chas V'Shalom be over by your Rav, by your Matzah? So what typically happens is that a Hashah is done. The Hashah is a appointment of the Rav to be our shliach in order to be able to sell the chametz on our behalf. It's interesting, and this is part of, as I said earlier, the evolution of Mechiras Chametz. We find the tshuva from the Shoyle Meshiv in Mehadura Tunyono Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Zayin, who's very vehement against this type of Mechira. He says that if we're worried that Mechiras Chametz is a harama, certainly if everybody is doing their own Mechira, it's much less of a harama than when the Mechira is being done by one Bezdin on behalf of many people. There's another issue, which I won't go into in this year, and that is that if the Mechiras Chametz is done on behalf of a very large community, then there's an issue of when the Akum puts down a deposit, the deposit he has to put down is for a pruta for every single person who's selling him the chametz. But as I said, the minig became, and we already find the Rabbi Yitzchak of Chanon and other, and the Tzemach Tzedek, all became part of this mechira that's done on behalf of the entire community. The other issue that there is by selling the mechira, through the Rav, is that how does, when the mechira is done with a shtar, so the Rav is signing the shtar, but he doesn't own the chametz. So the way the Paiskim resolve that issue is because when you sell the chametz to the Rav, you should actually sign two documents. You should sign the Shtar Mechira, and you should also sign the Shtar Hashah. And by signing the Shtar Hashah, as I just said before, that takes away that problem. Furthermore, the concern that I mentioned regarding the Mechira Klolis, that maybe there isn't enough of a proof that the Akum, when he gives a deposit, isn't giving a deposit for every for every person who sold the chametz through this bezdin, through this rav. So the Paiskim want to suggest that this issue is of that it has to be a pruta is only by kedusha isha, because the Gemara, in fact, in Masechet Kedushin Daf Zayin Amud Bey, says shtei penasecha l'shnei bonei bepruta. If somebody is marrying off his two daughters to somebody else's two sons, and he's only giving a pruta, the father of the two sons, the Gemara asks, "Bosa mekab noisem mekabos linen vikav mana, or bosa they do as linen valeka?" The Gemara questions that would be sufficient. That's only by kedushin, because each ma'aseh kedushin of each one of these sisters to each one of these two brothers is a separate act of kedushin. But if somebody is buying a whole lot of material, there you could buy a huge amount of material even just with one pruta, because that's what's considered a valid kinyan. If we combine all of the chametz that's being sold at one time, that's considered a valid kinyan, even though there isn't a separate pruta for each person. The Paiskim also suggest another heter, and that is the Stechemet discusses this. He says that since the entire structure, as we mentioned a few moments ago, of the Mechiras Chametz is that the Chametz is sold and the Akum is just giving a deposit and he obligates himself to pay the balance, that is considered as if he gave a pruta for every individual separately. So as we now see, just to quickly review, there were many different periods in this concept of Mechiras Chametz. First, there was a simple Mechira. People, whoever had Chametz, sold Chametz by himself to an Akum. Then they moved it on to a situation where they sold the Chametz to the Akum with the understanding that the Akum is going to reverse the sale after Yontif. And then they moved it on that not everybody did their own Mechira individually, but the Mechira was done through Bezdin. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch and we look in the Mishnah Berurah and the other Paiskim, there's one very important element that we need to understand in the selling of the Chametz that obviously none of us do. Let's read the word of the Shulchan Aruch that we read in the previous shiur again. V'machroi anasnei liyehudi shemechutz labayis kaidem ha-Pesach. So it says mechutz labayis. So of course the Mishnah Berurah right away points out that the mechutz labayis is not referring to the Akum, because it doesn't make a difference if the Akum is in my home or he's not in my home. As long as I'm selling it to an Akum, it's fine. What the Shulchan Aruch means to say, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that the chametz has to be removed from my home. So now the question is, how do we sell the chametz? We know that when we sell our chametz to the Akum, we don't take the chametz outside of the home. So how could that be considered a valid mechiras chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah himself says that what you have to do is, im yichaloi b'bayis zavas b'fnei atzmai, if you separate and you sell to the Akum a specific place in the house, in the house, and continues the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody has a lot of chametz, that he can't take all that chametz out of his house, so you don't only sell the akum, the chametz, you sell him the room in which the chametz is. So now I've accomplished that the chametz is outside of my home. The kinyan acheder, and continues the Mishnah Berurah, how is this kinyan accomplished? The kesef im shtar, we do a kinyan kesef, we do a kinyan shtar. The tzarch continues the Shulchan Aruch, so continues the Mishnah Berurah. The tzarch limsaloi hamafteach mechedesh shemunach bei chametz. You have to give him the keys. Kedei shiuchon lichnas by b'shar shiyurtza. V'litel as a chametz shenimka anitin loy. They can have access to the chametz, or shakapanim yoimelai Yisrael, b'chal eish shetirtza, whenever you want, tuchalika mafteich mechadrucha, v'likonis by litel as chametzai. So, the Mishnah Berurah says that we need to do two things. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says is that we have to give him, we don't only sell the akum, the chametz, but we sell him the room in which we have the chametz, because otherwise we'll have a problem how to accomplish what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Michutz Lebeisoi. And furthermore, he says that we have to give him the key. So, what happens, as is typically the case, we don't sell the Akum the entire room. We have a pantry in which we have the chametz. So the Paiskim say that when we sell him a pantry, we have to be careful that we're not just selling him the pantry. We're selling him, or even if it's, even and especially more of an issue, is with something that's movable, we're selling it to him with the property, with the karka that's under it. As we learned, l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says one should give the key, but if you don't give him the key, you have to at least let him know that whenever he wants, he has access. Here too, we come back to a concept that we discussed. Since it's quite clear from the Paiskim that the proper way of doing Mechiras Chametz is by selling the Akum or leasing tadakum the property in which the chametz is on, which is not something that we always do, and I'll explain why. Because don't easily do. Because when we have a closet that has in it chametz and non-chametz, now if you have a pantry, if you have a room that has, that all of your chametz is in that room, that's the best. Even if you have a pantry that's all locked up, or a closet that's all locked up, it's also easier. But let's say, as is the case in many people's homes, especially if they live in smaller homes, that they have part of the pantry is chametzdig and part of the pantry is not chametzdig. That's much more complicated to understand how that mechira is valid. Furthermore, as we just said, the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear in saying that the way mechira is chametz is supposed to be done is you're supposed to give the key, which our minig is not to give the key, even though the Paiskim discuss why indeed the key isn't given, and they say that the fact that we give the Akum access to the house, as the Mishnah Berurah just said, is as good as giving him the key. Some say that they should give him the key at the time of the Mechira, which I heard there are such Menhagim, and then the Akum could give it back, but at least at the time of the Mechira, the key was handed over. But because of this concern, there are people, as we mentioned earlier, that don't sell chametz gomer. Because even if you're not going to follow the opinion of the Tefuah Shor, and you're going to accept that mechiras chametz is considered a full-fledged mechira, but you have to have all these conditions that we now spoke about met. And in fact, I did see that the Betzel HaChochma, in Shaila Shetshuvos Betzel HaChochma, Chelek Vav, Simen Lamedalid, makes an interesting distinction. He says that if indeed somebody is selling chametz gomer, a store or a warehouse, that somebody's selling chametz gomer, we were much more relying on the mechira than if somebody's just selling chametz that he doesn't know if he has in his house, or it's chametz noiksha, or it's the blias in his kalim, which are much less of an issue. If you're selling chametz gomer, you should try to do a better mechira, and one of the ways of doing a better mechira is indeed by handing the key to the Akum. Which leads to one more issue that I'd like to discuss in this year. And Rav Volzner, in the Shalos Tshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Simen Mem Tes, discusses this issue. And that is, he speaks about a store that is sells chametz, a grocery store, a supermarket, and they're concerned about getting chametz properly after Pesach. So they buy chametz, they buy actually more chametz before Pesach, they stack up on chametz before Pesach, in order that when they do their mechiras chametz should include that chametz that they have in stock, and they should have no problem for Matzah Yontif. He says very clearly in that tshuva that we're relying in such a situation much more on mechiras chametz, because it's clear in our discussion that the mechiras chametz, as it evolved, was because people had chametz and they didn't know how to get rid of the chametz. But now that I'm buying chametz in order to sell it, is that what the Takanas Chazal was? So again, he goes back to the issue of how we look at mechiras chametz. Do we look at mechiras chametz as sort of a bediyevit, the Tefuah Shor, Rav Meshulam Igra's approach, or the approach and the Beis Shloimeh and Chel Orech Chaim Simen Ayin Beis follows this approach? He says they hold that it's a full-fledged mechira, and really it may go back to how we understand, and we've spoken about this in previous shurim, how we understand the whole concept of bittul chametz. If we understand bittul chametz as Tosfos understood, that bittul chametz is a hefker, and since bittul chametz is a hefker, it's really not in my rishus. So there, maybe it's much more difficult to do a mechira. On the other hand, we follow Rashi's approach that the bittul is a gili das, and we combine it with the mechira, and maybe easier. We could maybe make an argument the other way. It's not clear how bittul affects is bittul a maila or a chisorin in our approach to bechiras chametz. Clearly, the question is this considered a harama in a deraisa? As I said, the Tvu Shar takes a stricter approach. Other parts can take a more lenient approach. Rav Ozner, very much in this issue, says that there is no problem al pi din if somebody buys chametz to have more chametz to include in his mechiras chametz. But I just want to read the words with which he concludes this tshuva. He says the davar megunahu. He says it's certainly not proper limkar lechatchila to sell chametz lechatchila kidei shi'ila miyad acha pesach, in order they should have chametz immediately after yontif. However, he says mikamakam be'ein etzim acheres. Let's say you live in a place where there are distributors. The main distributors of chametz are Jews, and who don't sell their chametz, and therefore it's going to be difficult to get chametz after yontif. The gamul b'makom seder, or it's a situation that if he won't have stock after yontif, he'll have a real loss. Kedayim hema matirim lismechaleim. Mechiras chametz obviously is the opinion of Rav Ozner is considered a full fledged mechira. And since it's considered a full-fledged mechira, it makes no difference if it's chametz that I bought specially or chametz that I have from before. We can rely, kedayim hema matirim, to rely on this concept of mechiras chametz.